Welcome to the Peace Growth Here podcast. I'm your host, Yelena Theofilatos, with my Blooming Heart Hypnotherapy and Coaching. And this is a place for you if you're looking for business strategies, emotional wellness, advice, and stories from fellow ladies entrepreneurs. Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Peace Grows Here podcast. I'm your host, Yelena Theofilatos, and today I have a delightful person next to me in the virtual space because we're tuning in from very different places. I'm on a big island. She's in Canada. But I'm so grateful to have her. Her name is Cheryl Gininga, and I think I already butchered it already, so please feel free to correct me. I told you I will try, but I cannot promise. And she's an intuitive art director. I'm so happy to have you here, Cheryl.
Oh, thank you so much. I so appreciate this.
Yay.
It's wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you for making the time. Today is December 10th, 2024. I'm saying in just to give people some context. It's a busy time for a lot of us, and I'm particularly grateful for you. So let's make the best out of it. Let's have the spotlight, the most beautiful, tender, kind of heartwarming spotlight, that kind, all on you, starting with a story about yourself. I know you have lived a life rich of events, even without knowing you too well. Maybe you can share something with us that ultimately brought you to where you are now, and an insight you had, a realization.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you so much. I am an intuitive branding artist and also alchemist, mentor, whatever you want to call it. But essentially, you know, I do call myself an intuitive art director now because I've realized over time that my brand has changed. But however, where I started in a story that I'd really like to share with everyone is something that was paranormal to me, but also almost had a grounding effect on how I live my life now and what really opened me up. Because even though I'm an entrepreneur and a businesswoman, a mentor, there are still all of these burning questions, and I have these desires to find out and also remember who we truly are. You know, as spiritual beings having a human experience. And this is going to go a little bit deeper, but I'd like
Please.
To share. Thank you. So I'll share like a really short story about when I was working in the corporate world. And I was an art director, of course, back then. And what an art director really means is a person who understands somebody's brand. And we create concepts, creative concepts, in order to be able to help sell a message to the audience in order for them to understand what the brand is about and how it can benefit them by buying in to their brand, to their concept, to their whole company. And so I was doing it back then, and I did it for 7 years. And although I was making really great money, it just, it wasn't fulfilling. My soul felt like it was dying every single day this job. Now, there were really good things about it. Obviously, creativity was one thing that I really loved. And the other part of me was thinking to myself, is this going to be my life? Am I going to be hating going to work every single day, working with companies that I don't necessarily agree with, i.e. pharmaceuticals, i.e. you know, nothing wrong with these companies, although obviously a lot of people may say otherwise, but they weren't things that were aligned to my soul. So like car companies and banks and even like phone companies and such. These are all beautiful and great, but they weren't necessarily for me. So I just decided to up and leave. And when I did, it was because I was laid off. And that was it was almost like my golden ticket to starting my life, restarting it. And so, yeah, so I really took that to heart. However, when I did start my business, I started in an MLM and I failed miserably. I wouldn't say miserably, like I was somewhat successful, but I also realized in the world of entrepreneurship, you are completely faced with all the things, mindset, courage, being able to speak up for yourself, like all of these things that, as you know, as a fellow entrepreneur yourself, you know that when you start a business, all of these things are going to come up for you so that you can learn these lessons, things about self-worth, things about fear, things about all of it. So that's why when I first started this MLM company, it didn't go very well because I had to really go through my own spiritual and personal development. So that was like one part. And the other part is fast forward later, and then I realized that I have like the passion that I really wanted to do was going back to artistry and creativity. So that's why I branded one of my friends. I rebranded her whole entire brand, and she just loved it. And, you know, I also helped her with her marketing and things like that. And then she started making sales, and it was going on from there. But the one story that I really wanted to share with you, because that was just sort of the segue in, is that, the idea of who we are. And so there was always this burning desire, even when I was in the corporate world, I would watch endless YouTube videos about conspiracy theories, miracles, angels, like all of these things. And right? I'm sure many people have done this as well. Yeah, right? Oh my gosh. It's fascinating because it's part of who we are. And so I was going through many miscarriages. At that time, I had four miscarriages in total, and I was creating my business at the same time. And I had asked God Source Creator to send me a sign that baby number five was going to be the one. Because after you go through so many miscarriages, you start to think that this isn't going to be the pathway for you, that, you know, I'm not going to be a mother. I wouldn't be able to become a mother. And it was very disheartening. And so, yeah, I asked God Source Creator. My heart was so heavy at the time. I was feeling like there was something wrong with me, or maybe just it wasn't in the cards for me. And when I asked for the sign, I was meditating with a colleague of mine because she was helping me. We were doing an exchange, an energy exchange. I was helping her with her branding, and she was helping me with meditation and more of a spiritual journey inward. And I was meditating with her on Zoom because she lived in California. Our digital business, of course. And so we're both meditating together. She was leading me through this guided meditation. And I was sitting there in silence and asking again, God Source Creator, give me a sign that this baby is going to be the one. And I was 3, maybe 4 months pregnant at the time. And I was sitting in a cross-legged position, comfortable, you know, sitting upright. And from my belly, this little baby kicked me so hard, and kicked me, like literally kicked. And it wasn't like it was hurting me, like when she kicked me, but she kicks me so hard that I literally throw back my head because it was that much of an impact, that much of a force. Like, because imagine if a little baby is, I guess, punching you or kicking you from the inside out. It like goes from your belly all the way up to your head. So this force like came up over me, and I was like, what the heck? Like, what? Oh my God. And of course I was reading up on it, as you know, when women are in their first pregnancies, they're always reading up on how big the baby is and Oh, it's the size of a pea now. Oh, it's the size of this and that and all the things. And I also read that many, many women, it's not common for women to feel kicks until maybe 5 to 6 months of pregnancy. And here is this little one kicking me from the inside out. And that was my sign. And I was like, holy shit. Who are we really? And so this is why when I'm doing business now, I'm really more about evolving, helping people evolve. And so that's what I feel like my branding and my business, that's where I'm going. And that's where I'm really anchoring in those concepts and those ideas and those teachings within my brand, because I know that we are more than what we were taught. And so that's a little bit about me. And so I really love serving women who are in their purpose. Mostly women. I'm actually getting men as well as clients, because again, as men and women, we are just spiritual beings having this human experience. So it's not really about being a man or woman, but I really love just serving entrepreneurs on their on helping them to really and support their visual branding to really speak to their audience and their masses and in terms of expressing themselves in the way that they desire, So yeah, that is me.
Oh, thank you so much. And of course, you already know that it deeply resonates with me. You are talking about this phenomena of us having this human experience while being deeply spiritual beings, and how to bring it into the business realm. And it's so cool. I just have to point it out that you had such a visceral experience, like literally, of getting a response. And there's no denying of, like, oh, what just happened? And the whole universe just turns on its head, and there's no way to go back to, the worldview that is devoid of mystery, or like less of it. I feel like our world, with all of the capitalism and whatnot, it has lost its enchantment for most of us. And it's so heartwarming for me to hear that someone, like in your story, this is just how I take it, have found your way to back to being enchanted with the deep mystery of life in such a profound way. So thank you so much for
Yeah,
sharing.
thank
Do you want to
you.
comment on that, or?
Yeah, I love that you just said it's bringing us back to the enchantment of life, like coming back to the miracles of sometimes we just miss them. They're right in front of us. And I also know that when we are thinking and being, that's and consciously being, like this is where the power really lies within us. And so thank you for really bringing that perspective of the enchantment of life. I really liked how you described that. So that was good.
Oh, yay. I'm happy that, it sounds like we can have a whole podcast episode on just that.
Oh yes. I love this stuff. I love it. I would talk for hours, I definitely would.
Yay. And no wonder it's like what you said about your evolve, helping people to evolve. It's like part of your business. So it sounds like you're choosing to make it such an integral part of your life, because let's be real, we spend a lot of time working, providing for ourselves and for our loved ones. And it's better, it's really much nicer when we have this internal passion for it, like something that really, really lights us up. And Of course, this is where I'm going to segue into the question number two, which you already kind of touched upon, but maybe you can extrapolate on what are you doing now? Like, and maybe, yeah, like when you say you help people evolve, I gather it's like in some like more of a like a perhaps deeper, maybe even spiritual way. Maybe you can share that. So perhaps there isn't someone right now listening to it who's like, she might be like the brand art director I would like to work with for my brand.
Yeah, thank you for that. What I'm doing right now, I do the intuitive graphics, and what that really means is that when I tune into your brand, by the way, I don't necessarily really like forms. I'm not a form kind of person. I really like to interact and hop on a call with you and really get to talk to you and understand the heart-based intentions around your business. That's what I really like connecting people with first and foremost. And then also I'm starting to incorporate healing sessions as well within my brand, because again, going through that spiritual experience really helped me to understand that again, we are more than human beings, that again, we do have intentions, and when we set intentions and our thoughts and really understanding the beingness, then we also become magical ourselves, and we are magical, and that's the beauty of it. And so I help to facilitate these spaces where we do healings, and I don't necessarily do the healing, I facilitate the space. And so the person sets their intentions for what they would like to work on, and we work on it together in this healing session. And it's a really great segue into part of the business side of things, which is the intuitive branding, because then you're aligning to your higher self throughout the whole branding process. And so I literally, when I say I help people evolve, I really just help facilitate the healing spaces of the things that are they're intentionalizing for themselves and their lives, because you aren't necessarily the business. You are you, a person, a human being, a spiritual being having this human experience while going through this journey. And I'm also taking a digital snapshot of where you are in your evolving process by doing the branding, of where you are at in your business, because your brand will always evolve. And that's the beauty of how I feel like my brand and my business is going, is there are just different and creative ways that I'm really helping people to hone in on more on themselves. So when I do the intuitive channeling for your graphics, I see colors, I see maybe like an image that could be there with you, and then I just really start dancing with it and playing with it through the computer. It's kind of like, you know how when an artist paints and they have their brush and they're in the flow? I feel like that is me when I'm on the computer. You know, like it's interesting because yes, it is it's digital, and it's also, I also use AI, but it's also a tool for us to use so that our intuition leads how these graphics and all of these, the expression of the person that I'm working with, how it comes out and how it comes through. So I feel like that is what I really do in a nutshell. So really, I do like the social media branding. I do websites. I have a partner that I work with, who does all the website work, while I focus on graphics. So we combine our services together. So that includes landing pages, and I do logos and things like that. I'm starting to do oracle cards now as well for clients. So it's a really fun process, and I'm really grateful for all the people that I've been able to connect with and still continue to connect with in terms of where they're at in their business and how they're also helping change lives on this planet. So it's beautiful.
Yay. Wow,
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about how beautiful it is that you found yourself like in this particular offering, and that it's such a niche offering, because I know a lot of quote unquote, like traditional brand strategist or brand artist, that they don't necessarily, they'll take your psychographics and demographics of your ideal client and things like that, but this is where it stops for the majority. And it's okay, you know, like that's maybe someone's cup of tea for sure, but perhaps for someone who is more of this spiritual inclination, so to say, speaking to you, working with you will provide the safe space where they can show up in their totality. And I would imagine those people are those entrepreneurs who, when they go into their business, or maybe they developed it along the way, maybe not right away, they're really bringing that that inner part of themselves, like you channeling their spirituality into what they do. And it's not really welcomed everywhere. Not every brand strategist or artist will definitely like take it and run with it. So it sounds like that you're the people who maybe naturally gravitate to you, those that have this spiritual element in their in how they frame their business, or maybe perhaps those who are curious about that and they kind of like want to tap into that. Does that sound about right?
So if you're talking about like just the everyday, are you talking about the everyday person or the entrepreneur that is curious about this?
Specifically about entrepreneur who wants to bring like their spirituality into their business, or they may be already doing that, but they might be just looking to do that.
Oh, okay. So I know for the clients that I have right now, they already believe in energetics and higher self and aligning to higher self. They do or have had healing before. They understand the power of healing, because everything is energy. Like even money is energy, right? This is a 3D world that we're living in, and it's an illusion compared to what real life what the reality is, which is we are energy, we are part of God's source creator. And so when we're literally living here on this earth, we get to choose, we get to play. And so the person that I work with understands all that. They understand healing, they understand the importance of what is actually needed, I guess, and I don't want to say needed, but what is being called to the forefront at this time in history, because all of us know that creating from the inside out is how we actually live joyful lives or the lives that we desire. And so it's creating your inner world and aligning to your deepest desires, the things that you pray for, the things that you would really like to be able to have while you're living in existence and being able to live that life. And that's all that all of us are really looking to do. You know, like for the person that understands this, it's like, yeah, like my deepest desire is to be wealthy, but not wealthy with just the money, wealthy in terms of joy, wealthy in terms of love, wealthy in terms of relationships, like in every aspect of their lives. Like I feel like that's what true wealth is. And so again, wealth is energy. And so a lot of my clients really understand all of that. And so that's the type of people that I connect with anyways. Even within my branding, it's like an intuitive graphic art director is someone who really just tunes into your energy, and that's how I've always done my work, and the results are really interesting because again, like sometimes when colors and things come through, they're like, yeah, that's me. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? It's like again, like the what you talked about, the enchantment, the mystery of us and how we tune in, how we can tune in, how we're psychically connected because we are one as well. So, yeah. Does that answer your question?
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Definitely. Definitely also got me thinking about 5 million different things that I tangents that I would like to explore. But for the sake of time, I really
Yes.
want to give you an opportunity sh to share a little more like specifics about some sort of a self-care that you do. Maybe it's just kind of a spiritual self-care. Maybe you're one of those people who like either pray or meditate or have another kind of ritual. Why I'm saying that is because a lot of times when people hear self-care, they think like it's a bubble bath or something like that.
Yes.
And it's really different. Like for me, my spiritual self-care, my meditation in the morning, it is the pinnacle of it all. If this is my non-negotiable, pretty much every day. Sometimes life happens as we know it, but otherwise, I'm there for it. So I wonder if you have your own ways, like to keep your spiritual light and or just like your sanity, even whatever is like eating well, exercising, you name it, like go for it.
Oh, okay, great. I love this because I know everybody has a different self-care routine and all the things, and I do meditate and things like that as well. But one thing that I would like to share in terms of self-care that has really, really helped me, is actually I'll share two. One is intermittent fasting. I don't know if you've heard of that. Have you tried it at all?
I have, yeah. But feel
Okay.
free to like share more because not everybody who's listening to this episode have.
Okay. So what intermittent fasting is or means is being able to fast for about 14 to 18 hours a day and only having meals within a 6 hour window, 6 to 8 or a little bit more if you will, but I guess for the average person, if they think that 14 hour fasts is too much, you can start at 12 and then go from there. And this means that, like, when you're eating within those 6 hours, obviously you're drinking water throughout the whole entire time. Water is something that is a non-negotiable within the intermittent fasting. And then when you eat for the 6 hours, if you can eat higher vibrational foods, natural foods, more organic foods and that kind of thing. Now, me, I'm mostly vegan. I wouldn't say I'm 100% vegan anymore because I have introduced like little bits of like maybe like a little bit of dairy here and there, but nothing major. But when I have done the intermittent fasting, I think I started in May or a little bit before May. And I just find like I've lost so much weight. My energy is up. My creativity is up. I'm finding that I'm able to listen to myself more while I am really, 'cause it's a way of cleansing the body as well, because I find that when I was eating 3 times a day, it was like I did feel sluggish. I did feel like I didn't have or I did have more of a brain fog. And I drink plenty of water, of course. So the intermittent fasting has really helped me in terms of even being able to create more time as a really big benefit. It's like being able to create more time, right? Being able to create more time, more energy, more I guess like a safety for my body. Like I just feel really, really good. Like losing weight, like all of those things really helped me, and I find that I feel good about that decision. It's like my body is like really loving it. You know, I could feel that. So that's number one, I would say, with the intermittent fasting. And then I would say, like, for another self-care or well-being tip is like really honing in on listening to your heart. I think this is all a skill. This is a skill that everyone is learning to master on this planet right now, is really following your heart. And of course, you hear this in songs and in movies. But when you actually do it on your own, there's a level of courage that comes up for you, that when you're living from the heart, it's like you're speaking your truth, you're really listening to your body, you're listening to the whispers of the universe, of the things that you intentionalize to create. And when the things come up for you, do you actually go do them, or do you sit back in fear? Right. And so when you're going out and you're doing these things based on the desires of your heart, and I guess what I would call is living in alignment with your higher self, by following your heart, then a lot of magic starts to happen, I feel. And I have experienced this while listening to my intuition. Now, example is I haven't been necessarily been active on social media within the last month and a half, interestingly enough, because my intuition was like, okay, just take a step back and really see, give yourself clarity of where you want to go. And now these opportunities are coming up. Now I'm actually able to create things in my business that won't take me as much time anymore, because branding does take a lot of time. Like, don't get me wrong, it's a beautiful thing. Like, I love being creative, but it takes a lot of time. So understanding how to create monthly recurring income without having to show up as much. And I have like all these people that are coming to me. As soon as I stopped being online for this little period of time, I have people reaching out to me still. You know what I mean? And it's like manifested actually working with, I wanted to work with two people, actually a few others, but these two actually manifested and I intentionalized. Like, I really want to work with one of my mentors and this other woman. And it came true as soon as I stopped. Maybe I was like stressing a lot over social media and I surrendered into this action. I wasn't lazy. It wasn't like, okay, I'm just not going to show up. It was like, okay, I don't know why I'm being told to slow down, but I slowed down. And then like I created these client relationships with them. So it's really interesting that way. So I feel like the idea of listening to your heart and the idea of surrendered action, which doesn't mean surrender into nothingness and lay on the couch and watch TV. It's like surrendered action. Take the action that you're being led to take. That's, I believe, a really huge self-care tip, because as entrepreneurs, and I've started like this, and I'm sure you have too, Elenia, is like we work like 12-hour days thinking that we're going to make all this money by working all those 12 hours versus taking those 1 to 2 or maybe 3 aligned steps. And you take quantum leaps rather than working just to work. So I would say those are my two. And that's what helps me in my business and creativity. Yeah. So.
Thank you so much for sharing intermittent fasting and listening to your heart. And both of those are not like something that you do once or twice. It's like you get in the rhythm and the flow, and that's definitely a skill for, I would say, for both of them. But it what keeps us running, you running, and specifically in this case, and charges you up to keep going and be with whatever is unfolding, and still trust and be probably even more effective in your business. So thank you so much for sharing that. So before we close, I just wonder how people can get in touch with you. I know you said you are taking a bit of a break from social media. I am as well, by the way. But maybe it's your website, maybe, whenever you come out of social media break, people can still find you there. Feel free to drop your information.
Yeah. And so I also thank you for that, because it's really interesting, because we are on social media. Even if we take a break, people can still find us, which is amazing. And so definitely will still drop the details. My account is Cheryl Janenga. That's my Facebook account. And then my IG account is Cheryl.Janenga. And I do have a website, so I'll drop those details with you as well. And I would really love to offer people some free healing sessions. I still have some spots open, because I'm really like embodying this dual this embodying like this. So I still am offering a few healing sessions. I think there's a I don't remember how many spots are left, because I offered 100. And I've already done, I think I've already done like 70 or so. And so, yeah, so there are some spots left that I'd love to offer to people so that they can experience what that would be like. Yeah, so if that's something anybody would be interested in, I would love, love, love to be able to connect with you to see what comes up.
Yay. Great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that. And yes, feel free to share your website with me. It's all going to be in a show notes so people can just look it up and click right through. And no need to like try to remember how to spell things right now because it's all going to be there for you people. Yeah. I just want to
Yeah.
thank you so much again for making the time. It was so lovely and inspiring and enriching for me to have you as a guest.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been so beautiful, and I love conversations like this. So I'm very, very grateful to have shared information and stories and things. Thank you so much, Helenia. It's beautiful.
Oh, yay. Thank you. This is why I'm doing this, even though, as I told you offline, it's going to be one of my last guests features for the next year, I think. I still feel very much charged, and if I had more time, I would keep them going. But it's all good. As there's time, there's seasons for everything. But what I want to really close this episode with is with dedication. I'm a Buddhist, and in my practice, a lot of times we open up our whatever we're doing that day, meditation, and we also close that space with a dedication of, we call it merit, the positive energy generated by this podcast to all the beings. May all of you who listen to this episode now, hopefully got something out of it, useful, and it's shifted, inspired you, and made that ripple into the rest of the world and somehow touch someone who needs to hear this message. So yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lenya.
Yay. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you next time. And if you like this episode, you can help me to spread the word about it. Feel free to leave a review and share about it with a friend. I really appreciate your support. Thank you.